well aware that we were commissioned by Geological Survey of Ireland. They run a large research project, a €500,000 research project that was funded by Department of Housing, Local Heritage, Local Government and Heritage. So this is effectively government-funded research, and we were commissioned to look at defective concrete block homes in Donegal. And we've looked at the outer leaf, inner leaf, rising blocks, and also for the first time, the foundation concrete, the strip foundation, which hasn't been looked at before. And we have found direct evidence that the primary mechanism of failure is a process known as internal sulfate attack, which is caused by pyrotite. It's happening on the inner walls, outer walls, rising blocks, and there's also the beginning phase of that with sulfur being released in the strip foundation. So that's the first time we now know that basically all concrete units in the house are at risk of failure and failing quite badly, particularly in the outer leaf.
It would seemingly then make no sense to rebuild a house on top of these foundations because over time, and that's yet to be determined, they are likely to fail.
Yeah, well, it's clear that the problem is sulfur that's being released from pyrotite, which is turns into sulfuric acid and starts chemical reactions in the concrete. And then the foundations that we've looked at on this research project, we have found clear evidence that pyrotite is at the early stage of oxidizing, which is releasing the sulfur. And once you've got the sulfur released into the cement and the concrete, then you've got the potential there for internal sulfate attack to progress. It's going to progress at a slower rate for different reasons. But there are different conditions that will dictate whether it happens at a faster or slower rate.
And I know you're having another appointment, and this is completely our fault, Paul, and we will return to it. But so as you have time, I'll say goodbye to you now. And I know Andreas is, I think he's got the qualifications to carry this forward, hasn't he?
Yeah, you're in good hands.
He'll be all right. Okay, listen, Paul, Professor Paul Dunlop, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate it. So, Andreas, what does this mean then in terms of the current scheme and its current workings? We can't have sort of the scheme and the science and then this science sort of running side by side and not intertwining, can we? It would make no sense.
Of course, the results of the research, they have to directly flow into the decision making. And, right now we know that the rising wall and the foundations are affected as well. And if you have this internal sulfate attack, you have different phases. You have a first phase that is linked to the formation of ettringite that causes expansion, and the second phase linked to the formation of thomasite that causes strand loss. Now, if you look at the different components of a home, the outer leaf, strongest affected, is at the beginning of the strand loss phase of the three affected houses that we have now looked in. And the rising wall is in full swing, it's expanding. And we are at the very early stage in the foundation. This causes, well, has different implications. Now imagine you have your home is standing on a rising wall that, let's say, expands 1%. If your rising wall is 2 meters high, this will uplift your entire home for 2 centimeters. And this, of course, it's inhomogeneous and it will cause cracking. So this is terrible.
So, I mean, what does this, I'm sorry to ask the basic question, because I think an awful lot of people listening to us, particularly those affected by it, will really, the science is important, but will want to know what it means for their homes and really for the scheme. So, you know, the scheme, there are buildings still working through it. There's options, you know, different options, outer leaf, inner leaf, demolition. There's still no decision seemingly on the foundation. So some people might go, well, I don't want to progress if I'm going to end up having to toss this house again in 10 or 15 years. So I know it's the government's job to sort of work with the science that you're providing, but what do you think this means to the current scheme and how we're resolving the problem of defective concrete?
Conclusions is clear. Everything has to be removed, outer and inner leaf, clearly the rising wall. And then, I mean, it's a question, what is a home built for? Is it a one-generation home, or shall it be a family home for more generations? If you look at a longer time scale, then it's clear the foundation has to be replaced, because these homes that we have studied are 20 years old. And yes, we have the start of internal sulfate attack, and we will have expansion at one point. And if you think, okay, a home is for 20, 25 years, then you're okay. But if you think in longer time scales, I would clearly recommend the foundations to be replaced.
Is this, with all the science that has been done, is this very specific to a specific area where quarrying takes place and the quarrying practices? Or are you finding out anything that expands your concern beyond where it seems the majority of this concrete came from?
Well, it is the source of the aggregates is clear where it is. And all the concrete that was produced with this type of aggregate has the potential to be deteriorating, cracking, and so on. Of course, we know of other quarries that contain iron sulfates as well. For example, we know the Mayo cases with the thrombidol pyrite. That is a problem as well. But the pyrotite here in Donegal, that's all coming from the same rock formations.
All right. I mean, this is incredibly valuable information. Not just for us here in Donegal, but this work that you've been doing has global ramifications, if you know what I mean. I know it's going to be unveiled in Quebec, but you know, this is really important information, I think, for every country going forward.
I think so, and it clearly shows that the standard for aggregates, the European standard, that clearly specifies the upper limit of sulfur present in your aggregates if you have pyrotite, that this is more or less correct. Because the homes that we have investigated now, the sulfur content is far above this limit value. And if there would have been any action to make market surveillance in Ireland at the point or from the point where this standard was published, 202, then the entire disaster would have been preventable.
All right, it is fascinating stuff. I'd love to return to this with you and the professor when it's just been one of those days here, Andreas. But thank you so much for your time. It's great to have access to someone who's leading this research because it's so critical. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. That's Andreas Lehmann there, who is a group lead with the concrete technology. We heard too from Professor Paul Donnelly.